set up some kind of repeated rhythmic thing in your solo, and then just let's see what Goody can figure out in terms of a way to complement that.
Right, let me just. I'm still trying to get used to. My big challenge is, you know, if you keep your leg up in the air, now you're gonna lift your leg up even more.
So,
you can, but if you do this, it's a lot more comfortable. But then the drums are down way far away, so I'm trying
you
to.
Look really high. Meaning I'm not used to drummers.
It's the weed I smoke. That's why it looks a lot.
I was wondering how long it would take before this.
Yeah. Starts grooving.
About 5 seconds.
Hi.
So, I'm just trying
to. Face palmer.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah, sure. No, no.
And I talked to John about it, and he's kind of like, I don't know, dude. Good luck. So.
Some people have opinions about that stuff, I'm sure. Yeah.
It's just a matter of. Sorry.
Yes.
Totally. Take it up.
No, it's fine.
I'll have it done by 11. All right, we'll try this.
All right. Okay, so, just take a couple choruses with that in mind. 1, 2, 3. Trying to describe, well, what do you do when someone talks to you? It's like, well, depends. They're saying, like,
I saw an interesting side effect. I don't know if you agree with this, but this forced me to be very clear with my ideas because I was trying to communicate something to you.
Yeah, that was another reason that I wanted you guys to do that.
Yeah.
Is anything to clarify? I mean, it really is, especially like the first giant part of learning to improvise is just having clear ideas. Everything else resolves itself after that, but if you're not clear on what you're doing exactly, it's hard to kind of develop and hear where it's going to go.